Christmas, a day to commemorate the birth of Jesus. Monday, March the 20th, 6 BC, Nisan 1. Why did Jesus have to come? Why is there a Jesus? First of all, justice. God cannot abide sin. It has to be covered. The blood of Jesus has covered sin forever. Redemption. God gave the earth to man. Man turned the earth over to Satan. Jesus, the Son of Man, the Son of God, redeemed earth and humanity from Satan. The perfect man Jesus now has all power in heaven as God and in earth as man. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The promise that there would be a Messiah was given in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The announcement was given to Mary in Luke 1, 26-35. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored of the Lord. He is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And an announcement was also made to Joseph in Matthew 1:20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And his birth is recorded in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And so Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem, their hometown. When was the birth of Christ? Nisan is the first month in the Jewish calendar. It occurs in late March, early April. Zacharias, a priest, performed his duties during the course of Abijah twice each year. Abijah's course was the eighth in the priestly cycle, 1 Chronicles 24:10. His second course would have occurred in late November. The scripture says that after these days, Zacharias returned home. Elizabeth conceived in December, Luke 1:24. 6 months from December is June, when Mary conceived. 9 months later, Jesus was born, March. Jesus is the fleshly tabernacle of God. The original tabernacle was dedicated on the first day of the first month, Nisan 1, in Exodus 41. It is very likely Jesus was born on Nisan 1, 6 BC, which is March the 20th, 6 BC. Why 6 BC? Nisan began on Sabbath that year. Herod died in 4 BC after commanding death of all 2-year and younger children. Why were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night? It was the lambing season. Why spring? New grass growth for grazing the enlarged flock. The Passover sacrificial lamb was to be a year old, so the lamb had to be born around Passover. Exodus 12:5. Jesus is the Lamb of God. The adoption of December 25th as the birth date, most loudly touted theory among the origins of the Christmas dates, is that it was borrowed from pagan celebrations. The Romans had their midwinter Saturnalia festival in late December. Barbarian people of northern and western Europe kept holidays at similar times. Conclusion. We haven't talked about the birthday of our Lord in order to start a new denomination, Nisan One Adventist. The scriptures are clear about keeping holiday observations in perspective. Colossians 2:16 says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holiday or of the new moon or of a Sabbath day." But it is important that we see how God perfectly manages the framework of his plan for humanity. Jesus is the fulfillment of that plan in every respect. Praise the wonderful holy name of Jesus. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. God tabernacled with us in Jesus. Now he tabernacles with us by his indwelling spirit.